Ukraine claims U.S. aid still flowing despite Trump's suspension order. By John Hayward on March 5, 2025. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal told a press conference on Tuesday that U.S. military assistance is still flowing to his country despite President Donald Trump's order for a temporary pause on Monday. According to the information from the Minister of Defense, aid from the U.S. continues to flow. All the aid that was laid down in packages during the previous U.S. administration was coming to Ukraine, Shmyhal said on Tuesday. As of yesterday night, I had no information that anything was stopped, he said. All the packages were coming in, and as of yesterday evening we were receiving all the aid. And as of this morning I have not yet heard an update from the Minister of Defense whether there were any changes. Shmyhal expected Ukrainian cooperation with the United States to continue, and said he has received no instructions to the contrary. We are working and doing everything to provide our armed forces with everything they need. But I will start answering your question with words of gratitude to our partners. He continued, the United States of America, the American nation, which has really supported and continues to support Ukraine with everything it needs for 3 years, money, sanctions, weapons, political support. Today, Ukraine has this support. It continues, he declared. We will absolutely calmly continue to work calmly with the United States of America, with the Congress of the United States of America, with the administration of President Trump, with President Trump, through all available and accessible diplomatic channels, he said. Shmyhal said Ukraine and the U.S. would continue our fight for a just, lasting, and stable peace in Ukraine, on the European continent. And today Ukraine is absolutely determined to continue cooperation with the United States of America, he concluded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took a step toward resolving his disagreements with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance on Tuesday by saying their dramatic confrontation at the White House on Friday was regrettable and it was time to make things right. President Trump said he hoped to sign a key minerals deal with Ukraine before his scheduled address to Congress on Tuesday night.